From Birmingham, I'm Miranda Fulmore. Maternal suicide is one of the top causes of maternal mortality, and data shows the rates of suicide are increasing, especially for Black mothers and pregnant people who live in poverty. The Gulf States Newsroom's Maya Miller spoke with Dr. Emily Fortney. She's been a mental health clinician for nearly a decade and started working with new and expectant mothers after a personal experience with pregnancy loss.
It wasn't really until about 2 years ago, after I went through a pretty traumatic miscarriage at 20 weeks and then went on to have my son, where I really had a pull to incorporating perinatal mental health into my private practice. So that's kind of my why. I was in Mississippi at the time. And just really noticing throughout my treatment and kind of my care, the lack of kind of knowledge about perinatal mood and anxiety disorders and how to treat them, how to screen for them. And so that led me to getting certified in perinatal mental health.
You mentioned risk factors for suicidality. What are some of those risk factors?
Some of those risk factors are obviously having a previous diagnosis of depression or anxiety, having a history of any other perinatal mood and anxiety disorders, any kind of history of abuse or like childhood abuse or even intimate partner violence. And then another big one is substance use and then sleep deprivation.
And so how do you feel stigma around needing mental health care affects new moms?
Oh, I think stigma is huge. I think that is something we've been battling for a long time. I will say that, you know, I think with where there is a plus with social media is that it's helping reduce a lot of the stigma. But I think also with social media, we are romanticizing pregnancy and motherhood in a lot of ways, and that is increasing the stigma and decreasing people accessing care because they feel ashamed or embarrassed. There's this expectation that these are the happiest days of your life, and there's pressure like enjoy every moment, when really the day-to-day reality is that women and childbearing persons are under a lot of pressure. And the U.S. is still behind when it comes to maternal health and maternal mental health care.
That sort of segues into my next question about a 2020 study of insured mothers found that mothers who are on Medicaid may be at a higher risk of suicide. And in Mississippi, Medicaid coverage runs out at like 2 months, even though they're still at a higher risk for suicide in that first year. Nearby states have expanded, you know, postpartum Medicaid for up to a year. Do you think that that's one solution here for maternal mental health?
You know, I think it's a great first step and a very multi-layered, multi-layered situation. We need better care, and we need better care that entire first year at a minimum. And that's where screening and assessment is really important. And that's where integrated care becomes really important, because every woman is coming in with a unique background and a unique story, and we need to take each one very seriously.
That was Dr. Emily Fortney. She spoke with the Gulf States Newsroom's reporter Maya Miller. If you or someone you know is considering suicide, contact the Suicide and Crisis Lifeline by dialing 988.